Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, September 19th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. And it is a busy week ahead, highlighted by a number of G7 central bank meetings, including the U.S. Federal Reserve and sort of concluding with the Bank of Japan at the end of the week. Sakito-san, why don't you tell us the key points to watch with regards to the BOJ meeting? And what, you know, I'd be sort of particularly interested in what changes, you know, our listeners should expect. In some of your recent pieces, you've discussed the COVID countermeasure operations. So perhaps something there and any sort of knock-on effects with Japan's, you know, monetary base.
Okay. The Bank of Japan and the BOJ will hold this month's monetary policy board meeting on September 21st to 22nd, and we expect it to keep monetary policy unchanged. At its September meeting, we expect the BOJ to determine how it will manage the COVID countermeasure operations while reviewing the most recent economic developments, especially with regard to inflation. The BOJ's COVID countermeasure operations peaked at 86 trillion yen at end March, then declined to 32 trillion yen at end August. The role of support for corporate financing amid the COVID crisis appears to be coming to an end. Guaranteed, uncollateralized, no interest financing, zero financing during the COVID crisis was created by the BOJ to support corporate financing. However, the BOJ limited eligibility of the COVID countermeasure operation to SMEs at its December 2021 meeting and has only extended 850 billion yen in proper financing and 2.6 trillion yen in systemic financing as of end August under COVID countermeasure operation since April 2022. Going forward, the bulk of 28 trillion yen in COVID countermeasure operations financing extended in March will be repaid, contributing to the shrinking of the monetary base. This may be the first step to start tightening strategically planned by the BOJ. Possibly Governor Kuroda's successor, Deputy Governor Amamiya, and our central bankers at Financial Market Department.
Okay, interesting. So the so to be clear, the Fed is widely expected to raise rates by 75 basis points on Wednesday, and you're telling us that the BOJ is effectively going to keep this ultra-loose monetary policy in place on Thursday, although perhaps like laying the groundwork for some tightening, you know, kind of in the future. That's a really interesting because, you know, dollar yen has exploded and, you know, we're kind of at the limits of sort of verbal intervention at this point. And that's something that our colleagues, Derek and Lee, have been, you know, talking a lot about. So very interesting to see the BOJ sort of toe the line, you know, keep this policy, despite the, some pretty explosive price action in dollar yen. But I think there's like more to talk about here with the BOJ. There's so much going on. You know, can you take us through your outlook for BOJ monetary policy more generally?
Okay. We expect the BOJ's contribution to expansion in the monetary base to lessen in September, as it continues to limit its COVID countermeasure for SME financing. The government plans to go all out on COVID measures this month, launching vaccinations to target the Omicron strain of the virus on September 20th, and the Kishida administration plans to put its full force into inflation countermeasures policy over administration with 3 trillion yen plus in supplementary spending, and then announce comprehensive economic measures in October. The COVID countermeasures are contributing less to an increase in the monetary base, even though they are extended. And the BOJ could next shift to financing programs to support companies against inflation and climate change countermeasures. In reality, on September 12th, the BOJ implemented 3 trillion yen through its lending support program. That was not so huge, but this may be one of the policy options for the BOJ to maintain its the monetary base growth. In our view, the BOJ will maintain its money supply stance and continue to support Japanese corporate activities in line with its overshooting commitment and in tandem with the government.
Okay, so even though they're maintaining policy, there's sort of the reality is the sort of explosive growth in money supply, you know, in Japan is that's just not the case anymore, which I suppose is a little less easy than it was before. Mm-hmm. So why don't we wrap things up as we typically do with your outlooks across various markets, including spot dollar yen, yen rate, and yen basis.
The dollar yen uptrend has taken a pause, while the CPI from the U.S. did confirm the strength of inflationary pressures. The government, the BOJ's rate check, has stymied a further rise. The FOMC will meet on September 20th to 21st, and the BOJ September 21st to 22nd. We expect additional factors that support a stronger dollar and weaker yen to appear as input prices rise and yen selling picks up due to the high resource prices. These could drive a dollar rally out of the end of the quarter. We expect the dollar yen to maintain its bullish bias and continue to trade in a 142 to 145 range. The front end of the yen swap rate curve has declined and flattened. Appetite even exceeding auction amounts for 5-year and 20-year JGBs has been impressive. The Tokyo market was closed September 19th. Respect for the age day, and I will be closed September 23rd, autumnal equinox. Auctions for the front end of the JGB yield curve are planned for September 21st, 3 months TDBs, and liquidity competitive bidding. We expect yen rates to retain their neutral bias in reflection of the strengths of the BOJ's yield curve control operations and the size of the yen glut, even against the risk contagion from the sell-off in the U.S. bond market. The front end of the yen basis curve has widened while the long end has tightened. Weekly data from the Ministry of Finance shows that the Japanese investors net sold overseas assets by 303 billion yen in the week of September 4th to 10th. This included net selling by 141 billion yen of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings, 140 billion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds, and 21 billion yen of short-term foreign bonds. Japanese investors have taken a pause in building their foreign asset holdings. Meanwhile, overseas investors unloading a net 1 trillion yen of Japanese securities debt leak. This included net selling by 609 billion yen of Japanese stocks and investment fund holdings, and 2.5 trillion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds, against 2 trillion yen net buying of short-term yen bonds, highlighting the popularity of the TDBs among overseas investors. We expect that Japanese investors will continue to pause rebuilding their holding asset positions nearing the end of the quarter. That should make the preference for JGBs amongst foreigners stands out as dollar funds are converting to yen and create a neutral bias for yen basis rather than a widening bias.
Okay, so bullish on dollar yen as it continues to kind of trade just below that 145 handle. Pretty interesting, pretty interesting spot, you know, right there. A move higher obviously would be something we really haven't seen since 1998. Neutral on yen rate as the BOJ continues, and again, I sound like a broken record, but continues to successfully defend its target for 10-year JGB yields, and neutral on yen basis from a widening bias previously. Great stuff as always, Sakito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.